Evening. I've just been listening to PM with Eddie Mair on Radio 4, and the Conservative Party's manifesto had its launch today. I haven't really had a chance to look at it in detail, and all I've heard about it so far is what they've covered on Radio 4, but there's a lot of interesting stuff in there. And Eddie Mair was just interviewing Theresa May, who I think she's part of the shadow cabinet. What is she again? Housing or something of that ilk, I believe, about the Conservative manifesto. And I found myself very, very annoyed at first. But as the interview went on, it just became a great interview, really, because he really showed up some of the glaring gap between aspiration and actual doing things that's in the manifesto, and the contradictions. The section that says that they want to provide better protection for animals, while at the same time having a free vote to bring back hunting with hounds, fox hunting, which is brilliant, really. I don't mean to be... I am anti-conservative, but I don't mean to be particularly partisan. I've seen a YouTube video from Labour on their manifesto, and everything looks rather too rosy there too, but this is the first interview I've had the chance to hear, the first picking apart of any of the manifestos that I've had a chance to hear. Actually, I don't think the Lib Dem manifesto's out yet. That might be tomorrow or Thursday, but I know the Labour and Conservatives ones are out. Actually, UKIP, I think, is out today as well. Manifestos and all this empty rhetoric, and none of it really comes to anything. And why aren't the manifestos talking about things that one would think would affect all of us and be more important to all of us? I'm not talking about stuff that's solely important to me, like the digital economy and stuff, but the war, the deficit. How are they going to go about sorting out the deficit? No one seems to be talking about this. Constitutional reform, which, I mean, I think Conservatives have made waves towards wanting to do something there, but it seemed to have bottled it in the end, as have Labour from the looks of it too. Civil liberties. We're still in a war in Afghanistan. As far as I know, if anything is in the manifestos about that, it's certainly not being trumpeted by PR or any statements from any of the MPs or anything. It's just annoying, really. And am I still recording? I am still recording. If I hear from the Conservatives, we're all in this together again, I might just kill myself. That we're not all in this together. No, we're not. There's a vast gulf between rich and poor, and between politicians and ordinary people. And the leader of the opposition and the shadow cabinet are not in this with everyone else. Life is very much different to them than it is for other people. Yeah, it annoys me a bit. It does. I feel like there was another point I was going to make, but I'll be blasted if I can think about it now. Yeah. Anyway, so manifestos and politics and all that. I mean, if I'm a bit more interested in politics than I were.